from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
Blue Devils come into this game with a record of 5-0, outscoring their opponents 159 to 45 points.
And hello, Sydney fans. Your Warriors enter tonight with 4 wins and 1 loss. They have outscored their opponents 132 to 35.
So it is going to be football coming up in just a moment or two. I'm Harry Graves, and it is time for football on WCDO.
And I am Billy Blake, and tonight we are at Sydney High School for this football contest between the Chenango Forks Blue Devils and the Sydney Warriors, the top two teams in Class C, Division 5.
Yes, this is the first of two games to be aired on WCDO this weekend. Tomorrow, our Saturday afternoon spectacular is going to be between the Walton Warriors and Harpersville. Down at Harpersville, the first time we have been to that school this year.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the football season.
Well, there, Mr. Billy, it's going to be another one of those nights when we have just about everybody playing around the area. We have this game here. It is a Class C contest. We have a very important game going on over in Oxford between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats and the Oxford Blackhawks. Up at Unitego, it's the Unadilla Valley Storm taking on the Unitego Spartans. So we hopefully will be able to keep an eye on just about every game around the area.
Absolutely, and these two teams are the top two in this conference, and Sydney was finally able to play a home game on this very field last week against Green. They picked up a big win against them, and this is their second of 3 straight home games here at Sydney, so they're going to try to utilize this home field to this advantage in a very important divisional game tonight.
Not too bad shape, the field. Initially, when we left last week, there was a lot of water on the field, a lot of mud, too. Things seem to have dried out reasonably well. We did get a squirt of rain, probably 5:30, quarter of 6, something like that. But outside of that, we've had not a whole lot of rain. There was a soccer game going on over on the far side on the field, on the across the way from here. That was with Green. And now it is everybody's attention on football. Coming up, we'll have a closer look at the teams and the starting lineups for you on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Curly Grimes along with Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School on a Friday evening. And we have about 8 minutes until kickoff. Tim Cutting, I want to thank you ever so much for stopping by and filling in last week when Billy was on a school break. You know how those college guys are. They have to take a day off.
Absolutely. You know, they do such hard work all week long that they have to have those breaks. But, no, I was glad to fill in, and thank you for asking.
Would you have, what, holidays, Jewish holidays?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, we had a Wednesday
break
and Friday off.
Yeah, so he gets those mini breaks. We had an exchange student a number of years ago, and he was a Swedish kid, and he still had that sing-song lilt. And I was away at the time in an area that was heavily Jewish, and he didn't have a single full week of school during the whole month of September because of the holidays coming down, and I can still hear him in his sing-song little voice saying, I'm really liking these Jewish holidays. They're pretty darn good. All right, you and I happened to be talking about this last week because we were talking about the games that were coming up, and at that time, we were going to be broadcasting the UV at Unitego game, and you know, in our philosophy is to try to come with the best game that we can. And I just want to give Mr. Blake the facts of life right now, because we went ahead and looked at these two classy teams that are very, very good. Now, if everything goes according to the statistics, we look pretty good. It should be a very good game here, and since Oxford got stuck up at Unitego last week, 53-0, and Oxford's a pretty good team, that one on paper looks to be not so good. But I just want Billy to understand that his reputation is on the line, okay? Because if two things happen, your credibility is gone. If this game comes out not being a good game, and if Mr. Haycook and Hofer and Holman put together a good thing that Unitego, and that game turns out being real good, we will never hear the end of passing up a great game at Unitego for broadcasting a Sydney game. And I want to tell you, The man who will be leading the charge is standing right here. He will probably say something to us before we get out of this booth tonight that we didn't do the right thing.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a tough decision. You've got some really, really good high school football teams in this area, and it is a tough decision every week. Week to week, you have great games out there. And I'll tell you what, this game right here tonight is going to be a really good one, just because for the last few years, it's gotten to be quite a rivalry between Sidney and Forks, whether they beat one time.
But next week is going to be Unitego, Sidney.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a honey, too.
Absolutely. Unitego is Sidney's rival. I don't care what everybody says. I come from the days of the Sus East and the Sus West. We didn't play them in the league, but they're only 5-6 miles up the road, so they were our rival. It always is a lot of things go on in those games, and I'll tell you what, they're always exciting.
You have work to do, my friend, so you go do your thing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harry. Good luck, Billy.
Thank you.
So we have the Sidney Warriors already on the field right now. It is the Blue Devils of Chenango Forks going out across the way. They are coming on. Both of these teams came onto the field with a great deal of hoopla, and we will be back with a look at the starting lineups coming up in just a couple minutes. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
We're specialists in you. Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sidney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, Quarter Pounders, Chicken Sandwiches, Salads, Fish Filets, Ice Cream, Cookies, Value Meals, and more, including the Dollar Menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sidney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sidney McDonald's.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sidney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School as we're just about ready to go with the contest tonight. It is the meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the field. We have had the introduction of players and the playing of the national anthem, and we're just about ready to go. Mr. Billy, if you would please, the starters offensively for the teams this evening.
And we will start out first with the visiting Shenango Forks Blue Devils. Their center is senior Zach Ford. Guard is senior DJ Jones and sophomore Hunter Loopley. Tackles are two seniors as well, Jack Barnett and Mike Dahl. The ends are junior Scott Craver and senior John Pettit. The quarterback is the junior 5'11", 175, number 12, J.C. Sweeney. And in the backfield for the Blue Devils, a couple of seniors, Cody DiOrdio, Jake Green, and then the junior dynamic running back, number 45, Isaiah Zimmer. And now we will take a look at the home team, the Sydney Warriors. They are led by their junior quarterback, Patrick Vibbard. In the backfield for them are two seniors, Nate McDonald and Damian Zimmer. Joined in the starting lineup in the backfield is junior Billy Kozak. Looking at the starting offensive line for the Warriors, it's senior Trey Crawford at center. The guards are senior Colin Brandel and sophomore Austin Dean. Tackles are juniors Bryant Gray and Zach Nages. And on the ends are seniors Jared Cubby and Michael Cruz.
Thank you very much, sir. Do appreciate. Want to take just a half a second to remind all the listeners along the line of a cool event that's coming up next weekend. That is going to be the 14th annual Pumpkin Festival over in Norwich. It's on Friday the 12th of October, 1 week from tonight, Saturday the 13th. And if you've never been there, certainly take a ride on over to Norwich and see it. Zillions of pumpkins all up there in the center of the village. But they also have a pumpkin bake-off. They have a creating carving contest. They have all sorts of good stuff. So it is going to be the Shenango Forks Blue Devils who will come on out and get ready to tee up the football. And it is going to be the Sydney Warriors receiving. The Warriors tonight are decked out in their maroon home uniforms with white numerals, incidentally all laundered so that we have none of last week's mud all over them. The Blue Devils decked out in dark trousers, white jerseys, and dark blue numerals. And now to bring you the first half of the ball game tonight, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. And it is a low line drive kick by Jack Sherwood. Billy Kozak picks it up, and he has a pretty good run back. He's taken down near his own 30-yard line. Sydney Warriors attacking from left to right in the first quarter tonight. And again, we mentioned the team's record entering this ball game tonight. Sydney is 4-1. Their lone loss came to Norwich in a non-league contest. Shenango Forks, the Blue Devils are perfect, 5-0 on the year.
We want to remind you that the pregame show tonight was sponsored by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara. We do appreciate their support year after year of our kickoff show.
It is a tight formation for Sydney, and we have flags all over the place on the first play from scrimmage, and it looks like this penalty will be on the Shenango Forks Blue Devils. Offsides on the defense, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty.
Well, you certainly don't like to see the omen of a flag so early in the game, but it will be that way from time to time. They're going to move the ball back across the 35 to about the 37. It will be 1st and 5 for the Sydney Warriors.
Warriors coming off of a 21-8 win against Green last week on this very field. 1st and 5, they keep it on the ground. That looked like it was 24, Nate McDonald, and he didn't get much as the Shenango Forks defensive line wraps him up.
Gain on that play that is minuscule, maybe a yard at the most, And we have a man shaken up on the play, and I hate to see that. It's Brandon Walters. As he carries the ball, gains about a yard, but he's either winded, but the coaches are out taking a quick look at him. As we mentioned before, we have a very important game over the hill in Oxford. It is the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats taking on the Oxford Blackhawks. We have another game just up Interstate 88 at Unitego. It is the UV Storm in taking on Unitego. It looks like Mr. Walters is about ready to get up. They're going to help him up momentarily, and I do believe he's going to be walking off under his own power. Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast, as all other broadcasts on WCDO, is being granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of Section 4 and WCDO. Brandon Walters walking off under his own power, not even being helped by anybody, favoring a little bit one ankle, and now he throws his helmet down and tries to walk everything back to normal.
And number 26, Aaron McCarroll, checks in the ballgame for Sydney. So it will be second and four for the Warriors from their own 38-yard line. Tight formation again for Sydney. McDonald and Zimmer in the backfield. And they go to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer running to his left, and he picks up a couple. It won't be a first down, and Sydney will be faced with a third and short situation.
Yeah, he will get up to just about the 40-yard line. And they're going to give him a gain of about three on that play.
Shenango Forks, again, they are 5-0. They breezed through the first 3 weeks of the season, winning 35-6, 41-6, and 46-6. And their last 2 weeks have been closer games, a 22-14 win over Green and a 15-13 win in double overtime over Shenango Valley. Third and short, play Sydney running to their left, but they will not get there. It will be fourth down.
No, there was absolutely all of the action went just across the field. Nothing went forward. No one was able to make the turn and go forward at all. Loss on that of a yard or two. It'll bring up a fourth down, and we'll call it a long two short three. The ball now just on the low side of the 40-yard line. We do see a couple of changes coming in, so we may see a kicking situation for the Sydney Warriors. Scoreless ball game, 10:40, showing on the clock, first period of play.
And in the past this season, it has been Brandon Walters who is punting, but with him on the sidelines, it will be Nate McDonald back to kick this ball deep for Sydney. Two men are back for the Blue Devils, standing around their own 30-yard line. There's the snap back to McDonald, and it's a good punt.
Going to bounce at about the 32 and take a big roll for the Sydney Warriors. It'll go out of bounds at about the 20.
That was Cody DiOrdio, number one, back there for Shenango Forks, who did not bother to catch the ball. He let it roll past him, and the Forks get their offensive unit on the field for the first time tonight. No score with 10:32 on the clock.
That was one of those situations where sometimes the ball comes down and takes a bounce in your direction. Sometimes it just sits there and stops. Once in a while, even see it come back. That time, it definitely took a Sydney Warrior bounce.
Shenango Forks are a run-heavy football team. They love to mix it up with the numerous backs they have, and junior Isaiah Zimmer at the forefront of that offensive attack.
One of the things that we do is we have a statistic sheet here, and we go ahead and we look at people that we expect to be carrying the ball, and we put them under rushing. I don't put a whole lot of names and leave a lot of space for passing for Forks.
And J.C. Sweeney hands it off to one of his running backs, but the Sydney defensive line sniffs that play.
I'm going to say that was Isaiah Zimmer. He'll pick up a couple of yards, and that's about it.
So second and eight for Shenango Forks from their own 23-yard line. Oh, three guys in the backfield again for the Blue Devils, tight formation. And they pitch it to the outside, towards the right. That's number two, Ryan Bronson. And Ryan Bronson doesn't get much running room either.
We saw all of these players earlier in the season, first game of the season, down at Chenango Forks. I want to say we were treated very kindly down at Chenango Forks, but I can't say the same for the Unitego Spartans, who were sort of mauled by the Blue Devils.
So it's a third and long for the Blue Devils. Third and about seven.
Well, we've got a second. I do want to send out a very special greeting to any of the Chenango Forks Blue Devil fans who might be listening tonight. Our signal reaches down there. Welcome aboard.
A receiver lined up to the left. It's a pass by J.C. Sweeney, and he hits number 81 on the play. It's close to a first down.
Yeah, and when I look down at number 81, I don't have it. I'm wondering if that was pat at number 87, but it certainly looks to me like an 81, and we do not have him down. We'll look and see if someone else has got a more up-to-date roster. The one that we have is the one that was supplied to us by Chenango Forks.
It is fourth and two for the Blue Devils. They did not get the first down. Billy Kozak back deep for the Sydney Warriors, and it's a good punt by Chenango Forks. That was Isaiah Zimmer kicking that ball away, and Kozak will just let it roll, and it will stop at the 31-yard line. So both teams go three and out in their opening drives, and Sydney gets their offense back on the field. No score, 9:01 to go in the first quarter. It's a beautiful night here at Sydney. Temperature pretty high considering that we are now in the month of October, and also many players are sporting pink socks and armbands and other equipment. October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So Sydney back out on the field, led by Pat Vibbert. Tight formation again, no wide receivers. McDonald's in the backfield with Damian Zimmer. They pitch it to Damian Zimmer, and he fights for a yard, if that. Chenango Forks defensively, that line really holding up strong in the opening minutes. Ruled as no gains at 2nd and 10. For the Sydney Warriors from their own 31.
Well, I don't have any newer roster anywhere in this building, so Mr. 81, we'll see if we can find it out from a fan.
Mike Cruz coming out of the game for the Warriors, and Billy Kozak checks in. Second and long for Sydney. Vibbert in shotgun, two receivers. Forks brings the pressure. The throw was intended for Billy Kozak, but that one falls incomplete. Forks sent five or six guys at Vibbert. He didn't have much time to get rid of the ball, and he did. It was just a low throw for Billy Kozak.
Third and still, we'll call it a little over nine. 8:16 showing on the clock. Don't forget, it's Walton down at Harpersville tomorrow. Game time, 1:30.
Third and long for Sydney. Vibbert in shotgun. Vibbert rolling out to his right, looking deep, and he throws this ball up. Billy Kozak is there, and Kozak makes the catch. He had two guys around him, and he makes the catch, and he takes off, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney. What a play by Vibbert and Kozak.
That one started back at the 30-yard line. If you get yourself a bit of noise, folks, it's because it is a noisy Sydney crowd. Billy, I'm not one who ever likes to criticize anything, but that was one of the poorer passes I've seen all year. It was a wobbly thing. I expected to see a chicken hawk come down and grab that football, and still Kozak was there.
Yeah, Kozak isn't the tallest of players either, but he got a great read on the football. And he had two Blue Devil defenders around him. He made the catch, was able to break a tackle, and he took off for the end zone. They go for two, and the pass from Vibbert to Nate McDonald, he's in the end zone as well, so it's an 8-0 Sydney Warriors lead over Chenango Forks. 8:03 to go, first quarter. This is Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Harvey WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Sydney Warriors draw first blood. 8-0 is our score as the Sydney Warriors now will kick the ball away.
And the kick goes out of bounds, so the referees throw their flags and the ball will be spotted at the 35-yard line of the Chenango Forks Blue Devils.
For the listeners along the line, we apologize if there is an over-exuberance of noise on the part of some of the fans around here. We'll try to get through it as best we can.
And there was a pitch to the senior, Jake Green, running to his left, and he is wrapped up in the backfield. That goes for a loss of a yard. Second and 11 for the Blue Devils from their own 34-yard line.
Walters obviously back in the ball game as he was instrumental in that tackle that time. So we have now a second and about 11 for the Blue Devils.
Now the Blue Devils have two receivers, one to the right and another to the left. Man in motion, and they keep it on the ground right up the middle. And Forks gets 3 or 4 yards on that play, and they will have a third and about 7.
Is that Jake Green carrying that time? He's not a big senior, 5'7", 150 pounds, but he manages to punch up for a couple.
The Blue Devils already went throwing out once, and now they are faced with a 3rd and 7 on their second possession tonight. 8-0 Sydney leads, just under 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Two in the backfield and two receivers for the quarterback, J.C. Sweeney. And Sweeney keeps it himself, and that won't go anywhere. He picked up a yard, if that. Sydney defensively stays strong, and it will be fourth down for Chenango Forks.
So with that, it's going to be a fourth down situation, and much to the delight of the Sydney Warrior fans who want to see them hold right here. Fourth and still a long six.
McDonald and Kozak are back deep for Sydney as Isaiah Zimmer is set to make his second punt tonight.
It's going to be an interesting ball game tomorrow down at Harpersville, as if you remember, the quarterback, Kaminsky, is out now for the season with a broken arm. That could be a very different ball game.
Isaiah Zimmer with a beautiful punt, a high booming kick to Billy Kozak, who calls for a fair catch at about his own 20-yard line. So the Sydney Warriors, fresh off of a 70-yard touchdown drive, are back out on the field looking to increase that lead.
Yeah, Kozak was not suicidal on that one. He says, I'm in pretty good field position as it is, and he's more than willing to take it right where it is. Very interesting, because that one particular part of the field, which as we view across this to our left, between the 30 and the 40 is a bit muddy looking. In other words, it's darker. The rest of the field doesn't seem to have taken anywhere near the amount of wear that little section of field where the football is right now happens to have taken. Well, I think they're deciding where the football is going to be, and there was there a flag upfield, and I believe it was, and they're going to be calling a penalty against the Sydney Warriors for holding. The Warriors will move the ball back, so that will put it back to about the 12 or 13 yard line, and Kozak, who thought he had rather good field position, now finds himself with a back to the wall.
Vibbert rolls out to his right looking to pass, and that was intended for Mike Cruz, and he drops that one. It's incomplete.
Yeah, Vibbert had a couple of them that have not been caught that probably should have been caught. 5:50 showing on the clock. Opening period of play, 8-0 is the score. The Sydney Warriors ahead of Chenango Forks.
Billy Kozak and Mike Ward in the ballgame as Jared Cubby and Mike Cruz take a quick breather. It's 2nd and 10 for the Warriors. 5:51 to go in the first quarter. Kozak, the receiver, to the right. Ward to the far left. Vibbert in shotgun again. Vibbert looking over the middle. That's intended for Damian Zimmer. And that one is incomplete. That was number 16, Jack Sherwood, on the coverage for the Blue Devils.
So it will bring up now 3rd and 10. No gain at all. Sydney unable to move their ball after that penalty puts them deep in their own territory.
Three receivers here for Vibbert. He's got Zimmer in the slot with Ward and Kozak out wide, and now we have flags. This will be a penalty on Sydney. It is a false start, so now it will be a 3rd and even longer play for the Warriors.
There are things that will happen like that. We happen to have a score passed along to us a bit ago about the baseball game as the Atlanta Braves are winning by a 4-2 score. That's probably changed because that one was passed to me a couple of moments ago.
Vibbert in shotgun rolling out. He's in the back of his end zone. He's got to get rid of it. And the throw is going to be incomplete. Intended for Damian Zimmer. It was tipped by Ryan Bronson of the Blue Devils. And then I believe that was Jack Sherwood who tried to make the catch, but the ball hit the grass. The official was right there to see it. So it is 4th and long for the Warriors deep in their own territory, and they will be forced to putt this one away.
Oh, a couple of scores beginning to come in. The fans in Norwich aren't going to be too happy. It is the Purple Tornado trailing Maine Endwell 14-0. That's a first quarter score. Tioga leading Notre Dame by an 8-0 score, also first quarter. 6-0, Elmira over Vestal in the first quarter. Just a few of the scores that are being passed along. We're going to have a momentary pause in the action. That gives me just an opportunity to tell you about some of the things that are happening. One of the things that we want to remind you of is that all of these games are archived on WCDO. So if you want to hear that touchdown drive again or a defensive stand or whatever it is, all you have to do is go to WCDO's website, then go to their Sports On Demand tab, and right there you'll find the audio vault, and you can just simply keep on going and scrolling and find out which game you want to listen to and listen anytime, 24 hours a day.
Timeout was called by Chenango Forks. They want to do go over this punt formation one more time. They have two guys back deep. It's number 1, Cody DiOrdio, and number 5, Jake Green, and they are standing at the Sydney 45-yard line. Nate McDonald to punt this ball away from the back of his end zone.
We're going to be seeing a fair number of timeouts today, I do feel.
And McDonald gets a good punt off. It's rolling towards the far sidelines, and it will take a couple of hops out of bounds near the Warriors' 40-yard line. So excellent field position for the Blue Devils as they jog out onto the field, trailing 8-0 with 5:35 on the clock in the first quarter.
It's interesting because you call that a good punt, which it was, but field position is still in Sydney Warrior territory. So sometimes you can have the mighty punt, but if you're so far back in your own territory that you can't do anything with it, you still have your back to the wall.
First down, J.C. Sweeney hands it off to one of his backs. That going to be a gain of 2 or 3 for the Blue Devils. And emerging from the pile is Isaiah Zimmer.
So we have 5:18 showing on the clock. And as we said, we have a very enthusiastic group of people here. So if you happen to hear noises and you can't hear us, we can't hear each other either.
3 in the backfield for the Blue Devils. They fake it to Zimmer, and now it is an option with J.C. Sweeney and number 2, Ryan Bronson. And Bronson got the ball, but he had nowhere to go. He actually lost the yardage the Forks gained on the play previously.
Many fans standing around the perimeter of the fence here today. The stands not being used by that many fans.
3rd and 11 for the Blue Devils. Sweeney in shotgun, 3 wide receivers. Zimmer in the backfield. It's a quick throw to the right. That's to number 5, Jake Green. Green trying to get good yardage after the carry. He does get a few yards after he makes the catch, but he is not near the first down marker.
Well, we have watched most of the scores so far, and we do have a couple of interesting ones, but neither of the two Tri-Town area teams have reported in yet, the BG at Oxford game, nor do we have any results in from the Unadilla Valley contest at Unitego. 3:45, opening period of play. The ball is 4th, and we'll call it about 5 from the 36.
Blue Devils are going to go for it. 3 receivers for J.C. Sweeney in shotgun. He rolls right. He's looking deep. He throws deep. And the pass is out of bounds, incomplete.
And the official was right there. There was absolutely no doubt about it. The official was right there when the player came down. He dove for the ball, grabbed it, but was out of bounds when he hit the dirt, and he bounced.
Cody DiOrio was the receiver who made the catch but couldn't get a foot down in bounds, and as a result, the Warriors take over.
Well, I'll tell you, there are times when you are more than happy to get possession of that ball back, and this is one of those nights. You'd rather have it in lousy field position but have the ball than see the Blue Devils with it.
Billy Kozak gets the ball. He gets the pitch running to his left, and he gets 1 or 2 on that play for Sydney.
Yeah, very short yardage on that. He'll probably get across to about the 37.
2nd and 9 for the Warriors on their own 37-yard line.
Kozak caught the 70-yard pass and scampered on in for the touchdown to give the Sydney Warriors an 8-0 lead. On the ground, not that many.
Tight formation for Sydney. They give it to Nate McDonald, and McDonald is able to break a couple of tackles. Good gain for him, and it will be a 3rd and short for the Warriors.
Yeah, he gets up to about the 43. That's where they'll put it down.
3rd and 3 for the Warriors. Pat Vibbard jogging into the huddle, giving his team the offensive play call here. 2:20 to go and counting, first quarter. Sydney Warriors 8, Chenango Forks Blue Devils nothing. Tight formation yet again. 3 in the backfield. It's Nate McDonald who gets the ball, and this will be close to a first down.
Yeah, he should have it. He had put that ball into his arm, didn't tuck it back in, so he was running with it sort of in dangerous territory, but he managed to hang on to the ball as he went down. He had literally dove over the about the 46-yard line that he had to get to get the first down. It'll move the chains, and it'll be 1st and 10 from the 47.
Clock rolling along in the first quarter. We are under 2 minutes. And now it's Kozak getting the call, and Kozak getting tackled at the 50-yard line. He picks up a couple yards on that carry.
And Kozak has been the workhorse. Now he has got just inches shy of the 50-yard line. We'll call it a 2nd, and we'll give it him about 8.
Sydney with the ball on their own 49-yard line, 2nd and 7. Brandon Walters, who was injured on that first play from scrimmage, has yet to come back in this ballgame.
Oh, no, he's been back.
It is Damian Zimmer who gets this carry. He's running left, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain for Damian Zimmer on that one.
Yeah, Walters was in earlier. Yeah, he's sitting down now. He's not on offense. He was in defensively earlier and played a couple of very key tackles in this contest.
He has been a two-way player for the Sydney Warriors, but with a lot of guys being able to carry the weight offensively, maybe they'll just try to utilize him defensively throughout the rest of the night. 3rd and 7 for the Warriors at midfield. Tight formation yet again. 3 in the backfield, and they give it to McDonald, who then gives it to Kozak right away, and he is not close to the first down. He was tackled at the Forks 48-yard line, but there is a flag.
Yeah, that flag went down. I'm watching Walters now, and he is up exercising. That heavily taped ankle is still bothering him. They had him in defensively, but he doesn't feel that he's ready to really explode offensively yet, so they're just biding their time and letting him heal a little bit. 35.6 seconds showing. 4th down, and we'll call it 5.
Yeah, there was a penalty on Sydney, but the Blue Devils declined, so it is going to be a punting situation. Nate McDonald will punt this ball away. DiOrdio and Green are back deep for the Blue Devils. And McDonald with a low line drive punt, and that one is played by DiOrdio on one bounce. DiOrdio gets a couple blocks, and he's got a pretty good return along the far sideline as he is tripped up at around his own 40-yard line. That's about a 20-yard punt return for Cody DiOrdio.
Yeah, and that'll be it. They'll just let the clock run down. Now, there's only 4 seconds showing, so they will switch the ball, but I wouldn't be surprised with what you will see. The Blue Devils take a knee at this point and then just let them go ahead and reset the clocks and get things ready to go. As you look out here, didn't Walters go back in? That's what I'm trying to look up and down the sideline, seeing his number 22. I think he's back in the ballgame now defensively.
2 receivers for Sweeney. It's an option, and the quarterback keeps it. J.C. Sweeney gets a few yards, and that will take us to the end of the first 12 minutes of action. So at the end of one quarter of play at Sydney High School, it is the Sydney Warriors 8 and the Chenango Forks Blue Devils nothing. This is Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
This week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans, discover the savings as we give back to our loyal customers with the start of our 6-week rewards program. Spend $400 from now until November 10th and receive a free $20 BK gift certificate. Simply present your frequent shopper's card each time you check out, and our registers will automatically keep a running total of your purchases. You will see your current total at the bottom of your receipt, so you'll know when you have qualified for your free certificate. Limit 2 $20 gift certificates per household. And to start out this program on the right track, we're having our fantastic 3-day sale this week. Save like never before on fresh deli slice Wonder Bar German Bologna, $1.99 a full pound. Gallons of assorted varieties of Arizona teas, 2 for $4. U.S. number 1, 5-pound bags of white main potatoes, 2 for $3. 3 liters of Best Yes Oda, just 88 cents each. And fresh, grade A, 3 pounds or more, Mountaineer boneless and skinless chicken breast, $1.69 a pound. But wait, we're going to break the rules this week and extend this fantastic sale to run all week long. So start your October out with great savings and continue to save through November to receive your free $20 gift certificate from your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Bears have an 8-0 lead over the Chenango Forks Blue Devils through the first 12 minutes of action. And to turn things over to Harry Graves for the play-by-play in the second quarter.
Well, I'll tell you, you talk about the band and running competition. Here we go, everybody. First play from scrimmage is going to be a pitch. And that will go out from J.C. Sweeney. It looked to me like Bronson. And, okay, I've got Bronson. Let's look at Ethan Cook, number 32, instead of number 2. So Ethan Cook managing to get a little bit of running room, manages to get up to about the, we'll call it 46-yard line.
And that was an aggressive run by Ethan Cook, his first one of the night, and he ran extremely hard down the left side.
Second play from scrimmage, going to be also to the same man, same position, but this time Cook will get running room, and Ethan Cook will go 54 yards and into the end zone. So Ethan Cook, in almost a duplicate of the play just moments before, manages to get a strong run down the sidelines right in front of the Shenango Forks bench. No Warrior could catch up to him, and he was in the end zone. 8-6 is our score.
Yeah, talk about making an immediate presence in this ballgame. Ethan Cook, who I don't believe got the ball once in that first quarter, comes out, gets two carries in the second quarter, and not even a minute into the second quarter, Shenango Forks gets right back in the game.
So J.C. Sweeney now drops back, looks for an open man. He has number 81. We talked about this before. Somebody has a change. It's probably Scott Craver. Craver, in the earlier game, had number 83. He has not, I have not seen 83 yet, so I'm assuming that's Craver. Now they're going to say, okay, it is Andrew Ziegenfuss. Andrew Ziegenfuss, 6'4", 210 junior. He alternates numbers and wears number 81. So he is, there's our man right there. It is not Craver. So Ziegenfuss manages to get the point after pass, and it is now an 8-8 contest. We'll keep it right here this time, not send it back. The officials are counting the number of men on the field for the Sydney Warriors. The Shenango Forks Blue Devils still on the far side talking to Coach Dave Hogan, along with assistants Kelsey Green, Mike Curtis, John Petley, among others.
And that was a pretty bold call there by head coach Dave Hogan. They go for two. They have a pretty good kicker in Jack Sherwood, who we saw earlier in the year at Shenango Forks in their home opener. He was able to hit some pretty impressive field goals. So they could have just taken the 1 point now and only trailed by 1 point with much football left to play, but they went for two and they got it. Now we have ourselves a tie ball game.
Both coaches pacing the sidelines on the near side. Of course, it is going to be Coach Matthews, who now watches a low kick that will be grabbed by Kozak at about the, we'll call it the 18-yard line. Now they're going to put the ball down, I guess, at about the 20, maybe even the 21.
Yeah, and I don't know if Kozak lost his footing there or got down on one knee, but to just try to stop the ball from getting past him, but as soon as he made contact with the football, the ref blew the whistle, and it's going to be City coming out from their own 21.
We'll see the Sydney Warriors again next week against the Unitigo Spartans, as that one is not a league contest, but it is a very crucial rivalry contest. Ball kept on the ground, and there will be no appreciable gain. It is going to be Nate McDonald, number 24. He tries the left side of his line, gets up to about the 25. Give him a couple yards.
Yeah, and McDonald's lead blocker there was Aaron McCarroll, who came in earlier in the game for Brandon Walters, and he will have to step up in this ball game. And Brandon Walters, as you said earlier, Harry, looks like he's just playing on the defensive side of the ball tonight, so Aaron McCarroll is going to have to step up, whether it's making good runs or good blocks for his teammates.
The ball will be kept on the ground. No great gain this time, as it's going to be carried in there by number 26 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Aaron McCarroll. McCarroll, not getting a lot of running room, may get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about it. He'll put it down at about the 25 inches away from it, about the 24. Give him a couple total. Third down at about 8, 10:08 showing on the clock. Zimmer, oh, wants the pass, and he is going to be creamed in there. The man who came through that time, big number 77, Jack Barnett, really put a stick on Vibbert. Barnett, 6'3", 275 pounds, and Vibbert felt the full impact that time.
Yeah, he was just able to penetrate right through that Sydney offensive line, and they've done a good job of keeping Barnett away from Vibbert throughout the night, but Barnett just got the better of them there.
Now the ball is going to be kicked away by McDonald, and it is pretty much coming right to the sidelines. There's no great forward gain on that ball at all, as he got it off his foot, off the instep of his foot, and it came right toward the bench. The ball boy comes over to the track to pick it up, and it will be first and 10 for the Warriors inside the 30 at the 27-yard line.
Yeah, and there were a couple Blue Devils players there, so I'm not sure if they got a hand on it or not and partially blocked it, but either way, they put pressure on McDonald, and it was not a good punt.
Sweeney goes to Isaiah Zimmer. We have two Zimmers in this game. Isaiah picks up a couple of yards, so it will be second and 8. Damian Zimmer is for the Sydney Warriors. He's on the defensive unit. Well, your reputation is still intact, Mr. Blake. It is 28-0 Unitego over the UV Storm. The ball will be carried in there by number 2. That is Ryan Bronson. Bronson, not very tall at 5'7", weighs 180 pounds as a sophomore. He gets to the line of scrimmage, gets hit hard, and it will be third, and we'll call it about 11, as that ball is between the 25 and the 30-yard line at about the 27.5.
And this is a big play for the Blue Devils because Sherwood can make a field goal from here. He's shown that he can. So even if Forks doesn't get a first down,
Sweeney,
they just get a few yards here.
Sweeney rolls out and passes his favorite target, number 5, Jake Green. Flies about as far as he can, but the ball will be ruled incomplete forward pass. Green stretched as far as he could and couldn't catch that football. So the action continues here at Sydney this evening. .08 showing on the clock. 8-8 is our score. We're in the second period. Chenango Forks against the Sydney Warriors at Sydney. Dropping back is Sweeney. He wants to throw. No white shirts are anywhere near him. Down there was number 7. That is Ward. Also, I don't remember who the other chap was. I want to say it was 20, but I don't know if Reef is in the ball game or not. The intended receiver was Ziegenfuss, but he was behind the two Sydney Warriors, and the ball overthrew the Warriors.
Yeah, and Jake Green was another receiver on that side of the field lined up for the Blue Devils, and I don't know if there was just a miscommunication between Sydney and Sweeney and his receivers. They just didn't run the right route or something because that throw was nowhere near any one of the Blue Devils' receivers.
It's McDonald in motion. The handoff will go to him, and there's going to be no great gain as he was going from left to right. Got the handoff and attracted attention. Loss on that play of about a yard. Well, for those of you who are dyed-in-the-wool baseball fans, the American League wildcard game is getting started about now. Baltimore against Texas. It is going to be Yu Darvish against lefty Joe Saunders for Baltimore in that contest. The winner takes on the New York Yankees on Sunday. 7:51 showing on the clock. Some of the alumni here at Sydney acting as cheerleaders, walking along the sidelines and just getting the crowd going. You can hear it in the background. So they're saying, Bell Sydney. And
just a quick update in the National League playoff game. The St. Louis Cardinals lead the Atlanta Braves 6-3. They are in the bottom of the eighth, so time is ticking away for the Atlanta Braves on their home field.
Okay, now we're ready to go. The water boy is finally off the field. McDonald goes in motion. Vibbard wants to pass. He puts it out on the flat, and it's going to be to McDonald. McDonald was caught immediately by Jake Green. There's an elbow thrown in there as McDonald tries to get loose from Green. He doesn't. And it will be third and about nine. The ball spotted down at the 29.
Yeah, and McDonald wasn't even tackled. He was basically just stopped forward progress. And Jake Green, with the first one on him, just continued to try to bring him to the ground. And McDonald wasn't too happy with that because the officials had already blown the whistle.
I think unhappy is putting it mildly. Vibbard wants to pass again. He's got a man open, and Kozak can't catch up to it. Billy Kozak, ahead of two defenders for the Blue Devils, goes down the far sideline and just couldn't catch up to Vibbard's pass. 7:04 showing on the clock, second quarter.
Cody DiOrdio was the one who was covering Kozak, and he ran stride for stride with him down the sidelines. Kozak possesses some pretty good speed, and DiOrdio was able to keep up with him. And even though the throw was off target, even if it was a good throw by Vibbard, I'm not sure the catch would have been made by Kozak.
Oh, bad snap. It goes back. It's going to be picked up by McDonald. He tries to kick it away, and he is going to be hit almost immediately. The ball is partially blocked. It's fallen on by the Blue Devils, and they will get possession at about the 25-yard line. It will be first and 10 for McSweeney and Company.
And it was interesting reading some articles throughout the week leading up to this big game tonight. They were talking to head coach Jeff Matthews about Sydney and how they match up with Shenango Forks. And the one thing that Coach Matthews talked about was special teams. That might be the difference. And so far tonight, there's been two punts by McDonald that haven't been too good, setting up Shenango Forks in great territory.
Sweeney rumbles with the football. It looked like he wanted to pass. He never did. He cocked that arm back, but he came way toward the Sydney bench. He is going to be nailed down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. He may have lost a yard or so. And it will be second down for the Blue Devils. 8-8 is our score. Sydney against Shenango Forks. Long count by Sweeney. Now he wants to pass. He fires it down. And they are going to say complete, I do believe. Complete down there to Cody DiOrdio. So DiOrdio makes the reception inside the 10-yard line.
And that's
a first and goal for the Blue Devils.
And that's not the first time that DiOrdio has made a catch near the sidelines. One along the far sidelines was ruled incomplete in that one with Nate McDonald all over him. He was able to make the catch and bounce.
I will say, though, the official was right there. Sweeney drops back. He wants to pass again. The man down intended for it is number 81, Ziegenfuss. A flag is thrown way down in the far corner, and that probably will be against the Sydney Warriors. 6:09 showing on the clock.
Yeah, Sweeney really showed the play action, and that allowed Ziegenfuss to run his route towards the back corner of the end zone, and he had his man beat. And it did look like there was some contact before the ball got to Ziegenfuss.
Now they're marching off the yardage. It will be down to about the 5-yard line. Half the distance of the goal line. 6:09, period number two. A thriller at Sydney tonight. And it is going to be the snap back to J.C. Sweeney, and he will go to Isaiah Zimmer. And Zimmer going to get a whisker closer. That's all we can say. Looks to be at about the 3-yard line. Now the ball boy comes out and they switch footballs. You talked about Coach Matthews. He's kneeling down now watching his team on defense. The ball is going to be handed off in there to number 5, Jake Green. Green will not get any running room, so he will not get the first down, not get the touchdown. Third and goal to go, but he gained about a yard, so they'll put it down inside the 2.
This Warriors defense is really holding strong. We've seen a lot of fakes from the Blue Devils offensively, trying to just get the Warriors off their toes defensively, but they have been able to make all their reads and be right there to wrap these runners up.
So we've hit the 5-minute mark. Sweeney is going to carry the football himself. Either that or he went to Zimmer at the last second. Who do you say, Zimmer? So I guess it's number 45, Isaiah Zimmer, who will get the touchdown. So now it is a 14-8 Chenango Forks lead at 4:53 of period number 2. Well, a game here at Sydney this evening. It was funny because just before you mentioned Coach Jeff Matthews, I was thinking to myself as I watched him on the sidelines, he is a pacer. He is wearing that headset but walking all the time. The pass will be in the end zone and complete to Cody DiOrdio. So the 5'11 senior jumps into the air, snares it, and our score is 16-8. So the Sydney Warriors have fallen behind by a full touchdown. You're listening to Friday Night Football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School. A noisy, excited crowd. Low kick by the Blue Devils is going to be picked up by Kozak. He will get back to about the 35, and then he is going to be stacked up from there.
And Kozak nearly had that knee drop to the ground again like he had on the previous kickoff, but he was able to keep his knee off the ground and get a decent return and get Sydney in field position as they look to tie this game up.
I'll tell you, you talk about the workhorse on this team. Of course, everybody works and works pretty hard. But I'll tell you, Mr. Kozak is doing it good. Well, we talked about scores before. And remember, the only game that the Sydney Warriors have lost this season was to Norwich. Norwich is playing against Union, and they got Maine Endwell tonight. They are now behind 28-0. In the second quarter. It is Tioga over Notre Dame in the second quarter, 14-0. Elmira over tied up with Vessel, 14-14. So those are the games that we've got in so far. We see that Bainbridge-Guilford leads Oxford also in the second quarter, 19-0 is that one. First quarter score, Corning shutting out Ithaca by a 14-0 score. So those are some of the games around the area tonight. Remember, we're going to have a game for you tomorrow between the Walton Warriors against the Harpersville Hornets, down at Harpersville. First time we have been at that facility this year. 4:48 on the clock, period number two. 16-8 is the score. Shenango Forks leads the Sydney Warriors. Here we go. Pitch goes out to number 24, Nate McDonald. McDonald manages to get running room and breaks across the 45-yard line, very close to first down territory.
Yeah, that's been McDonald's most efficient run tonight. He gets 9 yards there, close to a first down for the Warriors. And they're going to need him to step up, especially with Brandon Walters only playing on the defensive side.
And we still see Walters on the near sideline, so he's not playing offensively tonight. McDonald will get about 10 as he took the pitch, goes over in front of the Shenango Forks bench, crosses the midfield, and then goes down to the 45. Before he is pushed out of bounds, it will be first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors.
And after those two powerful runs, McDonald will come out of the game just for a moment here. I wouldn't suspect he'd miss more than one play as Billy Kozak steps in.
4:37 on the clock. The Sydney Warriors on the move. The ball will be pitched back to Kozak. He is going to be snared down in there by big number, I want to say 67, and I don't see a 67, but one of the Warriors... one of the Blue Devils grabbed him and spun him around and dropped him. That may have been Lubley, 57. Hunter Lubley. 5'10", 196 pounds. Kozak still in the backfield. The pitch goes to him. Bibber took it, started back, handed it off, and it's Kozak who will get across the 35-yard line to the 34. And it is going to be good for a third and one situation. Coach Matthews on the near side shouting things out to his quarterback, Vibbert. Coming out of the ball game now is going to be Damian Zimmer. So back in, it's Nate McDonald. We still have Kozak in the backfield. I believe that's Aaron McCarroll also in there. The ball kept on the ground, and it is going to be the Sydney Warriors who will get down inside the 5-yard line. And that is the hard-charging Billy Kozak who gets that good run. Kozak has a knack for shaking people off, and that's exactly what he did that time. As he had that ball, he carried a man with him, he shakes him off, he gets another one, he takes him down, finally gets down inside the five. Pitch comes back to Kozak. He turns his direction from right to left and finally runs into a bunch of white jerseys, but not until he gets to about the three.
And one thing that has made Kozak very successful running the ball on this drive is he's setting up pretty far back behind Pat Vibber, the quarterback. He's, I would say, about 4 or 5 yards behind him. So when he gets that football, he's already at full steam. He's not right behind him directly.
Ooh, now he finds a hole, Billy, and he goes on through. And 16-14 is our score. So at 2 minutes and 50 seconds in period number 2, it is the Sydney Warriors scoring. Now, look at those all over again. Sydney scored first and went up 8-0. And Shenango Forks came back and tied it. Then Shenango Forks went ahead. Now Sydney is knocking at the door one more time. If they go for the PAT on the ground and manage to get it, it could be a tied ball game. Vibbert wants the pass, and he throws it down there, and it is going to be received, and the hands go up. I want to say that was McDonald, but I saw a flag thrown.
Yeah, I think this flag is going to be on Sydney as head coach Matthews looks to be unhappy with, I don't know if it's one of his players or the officials with the call, but that's huge for the Sydney Warriors as that two-point conversion will be wiped off.
So now Vibbert talks things over with Coach Matthews. The yardage is marked off. The PAT attempt will be retried just from 5 yards back. So the ball placed at about the 8-yard line, and they'll start from there. Still 16-14 is our score. Split off to the near side this time. Mike Ward. McDonald goes in motion. Vibbert rolls out. He passes it, and it's going to be picked off. It is going to be picked off. And I'll tell you, you talk about excited players in there. I'm trying to think. That was number, what, 6? Number 5? I don't know. May have been Jake Green who picked it off. He was ready to head upfield, but it doesn't do any good on a point after attempt. And as a result, at 2 minutes, 50 seconds remaining until halftime, it is the Sydney Warriors trailing the Blue Devils of Chenango Forks by a score of 16-14 on your station for sports, WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Billy Blake back here at Sydney High School. Nate McDonald, a little short squib kick. It will be grabbed down by the Blue Devils, and they will put it in play at the 30-yard line. 2 minutes, 45 seconds. Sweeney looking for a man downfield, but it's going to be picked off. Picked off in there by number, who we got? Number 5 for the Sydney Warriors? Number 6 for the Sydney Warriors?
Damian Zimmer picked that ball off, and he was hit hard.
Zimmer, they're looking at me. If you hear us sort of hold our breath for a moment, we are at a time where we are so aware of injuries. And in this particular situation, the player was right there, and when he was hit hard. They are calling for medical assistance. They are not even bothering to let the EMTs walk in. They are signaling for the medical team or the ambulance to come here. So somebody was hit very, very hard. Zimmer went down. And with that, we are going to have ourselves a momentary delay in this contest. Billy, you were staring at that play, watching it. Give us a recap.
Well, Damian Zimmer made a great play because it looked like the Chenango Forks receiver was wide open, and it was a good throw by Sweeney, but he just didn't see Zimmer, and Zimmer was on the far sidelines and the throw over to the middle of the field, and he was able to come over and take it away. I want to say the receiver for the Blue Devils was Jake Green.
Yeah, it was Jake Green.
And Damian Zimmer made a remarkable catch, and Zimmer is a little bit taller than Green, and that certainly helped about as he made the catch. And then as he was running back the interception return, he's running towards the middle of the field, he tried to break a tackle, and he was just hit hard at about his, at about the 48-yard line. And once he got tackled, you could just see numerous Sydney players and coaches on the sideline calling for the ambulance.
It was very funny because Zimmer was sitting up, basically looking at us. You could see his face. His helmet was up, but you could see his face. When the very first coach went out there, they immediately at that time waved for medical attention. So whatever happened, he got crunched, and he got crunched hard, and whatever it was very obvious. They have now put the team back in a huddle. They didn't want the team standing by just watching what was happening. So both teams have now gone to huddles on the various sides of the team, of the field. So we have a momentary pause in the action. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Did you know Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Riverside, Sydney, offers car and van rentals? They have compact, mid-size, and luxury vehicle rentals by the day, week, or month at very competitive rates. If you find yourself in need of a replacement vehicle, Chambers and O'Hara is here to help. Corporate rates and packages are available, and they will even bill your insurance company for you. For quality, dependable vehicle rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, 563-4311. That's 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. I can almost set my watch by them. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. For garbage pickup and more, call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Grace and Billy Blake back here at Sydney. Very interesting situation. You and I were reading in the newspaper about Kaminsky out at Walton, who was hurt in the game last week, and they were talking about the great pain that he was in. Interesting situation here, and we could see Zimmer sit up and look at us. When they played the videotape back, they said that it was pretty obvious that it was a leg injury and that it was obvious. They put him on the stretcher, and they brought him here. He's sitting up on the stretcher, pretty much looking around at people. So he's probably in pain, but he's not in that absolute pain that we heard about in other situations. Look out! The play is going to be a pass by Vibbert. It is going to be snared down in there by Cody DiOrdio. DiOrdio picks it off down inside the 30-yard line. And as a result, he will give it to the Blue Devils. And it will be first and 10 for the Blue Devils from, we'll call it, the 45. And how quickly a game can change. 2:22 showing on the clock. Period number two. Forks leading it 16-14.
And just to go back to Damian Zimmer, he did give everyone a thumbs up as he was brought into the ambulance. So he is just A-OK, just a freak accident there around midfield.
But very lucid and aware of what's going on, even though whatever it is definitely game-ending and probably season-ending from what the other coaches are saying up here. So we are going to be having Mr. Brandon Walters carrying the ball, and that will get it up to about the, we'll call it, 48-yard line. First time we've seen Brandon Walters back in there. Walters making the stop defensively. It is going to be Shenango Forks carrying the ball. And it is going to be out of bounds at where? We're at about the midfield stripe, 49 in Sydney Warrior territory. Well, an injury takes the sort of the wind out of your sails momentarily. They're trying to get things squared away with the chains over on the far sideline. Coming into the ball game defensively is Damon Finch. We were talking about the games here, the sides out in front of us here last week during all kinds of alumni ceremonies are going on. And if you look at about the fifth sign in there, you see it says Dinch, 42. Well, Damian Finch, that's his nickname, is Dinch. And he now makes his appearance on the field for the Sydney Warriors. The ambulance now went up and turned around. It is now reaching the end of the field, and they're momentarily holding up play while the ambulance finally gets out of here. They've got 1:31 showing up on the clock. Apparently they're making a correction there. And all kinds of activity going on. Now the Whitecap seems to be, well, now we got 13 minutes up, so I don't think that's what they wanted to have. Regardless, they're trying to correct the clock so that the clock agrees with the official time on the field. Now they've reset it at 1:36, and now we're ready to go. It will be third, and we'll call it three for Shenango Forks. The ambulance is now through the fence and out into the parking lot and on its way. And back on the field, it's J.C. Sweeney going to keep the ball himself. He blows through there and is going to be met by Austin Dean. And Dean will bring him down hard. Fourth and still about six for the Blue Devils.
Yeah, whenever they've tried to keep it on the ground with J.C. Sweeney, it just seems like it's, whether it's Austin Dean or somebody else in that front line for Sydney defensively, they've been able to get to him. We have seen the Blue Devils with some quarterback options, quarterback keepers, but unless the ball's going to Zimmer or Green or somebody else, they haven't gotten much out of J.C. Sweeney in terms of running the ball tonight.
It's very interesting because we always think of Forks as being a running team, and yet they've put the ball in the air quite a few times. 52.2 seconds remaining on the clock, and Shenango Forks wants a moment to call timeout and get things set up. So, Mr. Billy, we've talked about football. We've talked about baseball. We haven't talked about basketball yet. What's the great basketball news that you can tell me?
Well, basketball news, we're going to get started soon. I was reading over your shoulder.
You've been reading it, okay.
With the Syracuse University and how they're supposed to have a game similar to what North Carolina and Michigan State did last year when they had a game.
Well, the thing that we try to do is pick up some things around here and use them as chat items. And Syracuse was supposed to be playing San Diego State University on an aircraft carrier, and it was going to be an interesting game. Maybe called, maybe canceled. It was supposed to come up on Friday, November 8th. We'll tell you more about it later. Ball is going to be kicked away. Billy Kozak gathers it in at the 15, and he is going to be wrestled down almost immediately, trying to pick up the number of the man who brings him down. They'll say it's 21. That is Nick Cannon. Cannon, another one of many 5'7 players. He weighs only 135 pounds, but Shenango Forks has a tradition of tough players, so even a 135-pounder makes his presence known. Here we go. Vibbert and company, 45.2 seconds. The handoff goes to McDonald. McDonald will try the right side of his line. And the clock still runs as he gets down to the line of scrimmage and then is thrown out of bounds. Now they're going to stop the clock with about 30 seconds on the clock. Oh, now what do we got, another man down? As we have a number of players kneel down, take their helmets off, as the player was stopped at about, we will call it, the 20-yard line. And now they're going to say it was one of the Sydney Warriors. He is okay. That is going to be Nate McDonald. You thought as the ball carrier that it would be him. Everybody paused for a moment, but Nate's okay. He's coming off under his own power, trotting to the near sidelines. He is greeted by, of all people, Brandon Walters, who says, hey, I'm not alone in this game. McDonald now just getting a drink. He'll have to sit out a play, probably ready to go right back in. Clock running, 24. Vibbert and company out of the huddle, down to 19 seconds. The ball will be kept on the ground. Anytime you see it go like that, it's probably going to be Kozak. Now a flag will be thrown, but rather late. Kozak's forward motion had been stopped. He was brought down in there by number two, Ryan Bronson. Bronson, a sophomore, another 5'7 person, as we talked about before. This time, they're going to say that it is going to be a foul that the Sydney Warriors are moving way back on, so I am assuming that they think it's against them. It is. Now they start to march it off. They will march it down from the 25. And he goes about half the distance of the goal, so the ball will be down to the 12.5. And with that, the Sydney Warriors are just going to let it go down. So they're going to let it run down, and that will be the last play right there. 5-4-3, and now it's time for everybody to head to the halftime meeting. So we have Shenango Forks 16, the Sydney Warriors 14, and we have ourselves a game that is everything that you thought it would be, Mr. Billy.
Absolutely, and I look forward to talking much more about it when we come back from the break.
You're going to dump it right off there. All right, folks, we will say you're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.